Listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is episode 478.
And it's Tuesday.
March 7th.
March?
Or May 7th.
Grant's birthday.
All right, so that's a new voice. Obviously, Nicholas is here, and my mom, and Nicholas's mom.
Yep.
Joined us on the podcast today, and I was shocked. I walked in here a little late. I had the coffee from Main Street Roasters. By the way, get 10% off if you use coupon code FrenchPress10 at checkout online, mainstreetroasters.com. So I came in a little bit late with the coffee, and here I see Mom sitting in Layton's chair normally and Nicholas. Now, I knew that Jeff and Layton couldn't make it today because, I don't know, Jeff has had a busy few weeks. And I'm not sure what's wrong with Layton. But I was shocked that I saw my mother here.
He was scared.
I was. It's like, yeah, being called to the principal's office. Or you're not even called to the... You just accidentally end up in the principal's office.
Just by the skin of your knee? Or what is that saying?
I'm not sure if that fits here. So, Mom, why are you here today?
Well, I had a complaint. But I guess it's going to have to wait.
Because you want to share the complaint with Layton and Jeff as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Not only
sounds
just,
serious.
Yeah, it is.
She needs. So more serious than just leaving a comment or texting one of us.
Yes.
She actually came in person. It's a good thing not everyone knows where we're at because that could happen more.
Well, I have someone new every week.
Well, promise. I had to ask Nicholas for sure where you guys are.
Okay. So Nicholas, you're the rat. You're the mole that let her in.
Yep.
Anyway, today on the podcast, we're going to recap what happened a few weeks ago when I had the failed TV installation from a professional, Scotty the Professional.
Scotty.
And then there is just some updates too regarding the podcast. And then we're going to talk about why Mom's here. And then Nicholas just... On Sunday at their church service, they had someone really interesting there, mm-hmm. Robert Rogers.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
And he had suffered a terrible tragedy, but has an amazing testimony. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. And actually, Mom was there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, so let's before we get into a recapping, you know, we left a few weeks ago with the TV installation fail. That did get resolved. I'll talk about that. But I do have just some updates for the podcast. Number one, I got an email a few weeks ago from a listener saying, Google Podcast is shutting down. How am I supposed to listen to your podcast? What app should I use?
I think you should start a YouTube channel.
Well, we have talked about that, and we are planning on doing that. We're going to start
we just
recording.
Don't know when.
So that is in the works, but that still doesn't solve the problem for people who want to listen with the podcast. It would be one other way to listen. They could listen on YouTube. But this person said, hey, is there any way you could get your podcast on Spotify? Now, in the past, Spotify has had a terrible reputation as one of the worst music players out there and music subscription or music streaming services.
Yep.
And maybe most of that opinion is just from within myself, mm-hmm. but it's gotten a lot better. And obviously, they expanded to being more than just music. They have podcasts and video podcasts now as well. I have not used Spotify for years, even though I know it's very popular. Mm-hmm. I used it about a month ago to listen to someone who I think is exclusively on Spotify. And I was so impressed with the listening experience of the Spotify app.
Don't tell me.
It's better than
Don't say it.
Any podcasting app I've used.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually a video podcast, what I was watching.
Oh.
And I don't pay anything for Spotify, and I was able to skip through commercials so easily and quickly. It's insane. You can see exactly when you're skipping through it. It doesn't let you over-skip it. It's an amazing experience. So when this listener suggested getting it on Spotify, I was pretty excited. I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And lo and behold, it's on Spotify now. I had to submit to have our podcast join their listing, And it took about 2 weeks. It was pending, but it finally, I just got news that it was accepted. So if you open up the Spotify app and if you search for French Press Podcast, I'm just double checking to make sure we are showing up. French Press Podcast, you will see it. French Press Podcast stories with Ruben and Leighton and Jeffy. And Nicholas should get added there too.
That's okay.
So it is there. You can listen to it. And maybe someday we'll have video on Spotify as well. Not sure. Anyway, don't want to get too far in the weeds. Let's recap what happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the failed installation service, I shared all the details. Got tons of great feedback. People really enjoyed the story. Mm-hmm. Some people thought they knew more than what I did or the rest of you listeners here on how to mount something or drill into concrete or brick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Without seeing it firsthand, I'm not sure I really believe them. I'm mostly talking about coworker Kyle. But but the one thing, when Dad, it was just from the little bit of research I did, yeah, it was pretty obvious that a hammer drill is what you need to drill into stone. And so when I called up Dad, he had a hammer drill. He came over, and I'm telling you, it went like butter.
Okay.
And drilling and mounting something into brick is easier than doing it into a stud wall, in my opinion. I would be more confident, more comfortable mounting a TV into a concrete or brick wall than onto a normal stud wall.
If you have the right tools.
If you have a hammer drill, and that's about it.
And we also have video content on that.
I never got that.
Well,
did Carmen take some videos? Okay, we might post some videos. So anyway, it went so easy. In about 45 minutes,
it was hung.
We were done and got obviously like three times further than what we got before.
But say what happened though.
So I don't know if you remember last or 2 weeks ago when I was telling this story, I said that he went through two drill bits.
Yep.
And at one point he was looking at a second drill bit very closely and like had them side by side, kind of rolling them in his fingers to see, like it looked like he was looking, are these the same size? And after, I think he just decided, what's the worst that can happen? But it just so happened. It just so happened. His second drill bit, when we went, he had one and about two holes completed. So when we went to screw in the first hole, we held up the mounting bracket, went to screw it in. The screw went in just loosely. It just slid in because the hole was too big.
Oh.
The hole that he had drilled. So his second drill bit was too big. So easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We just drilled another hole and used that hole.
It's called good.
And all the time spent figuring out exactly where the center is or which holes to use, it's negligible. It doesn't matter that much because there's adjustments on the how the TV is mounted. There's adjustments vertical and horizontal. So if you get it within a few inches, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of like position it exactly where you want it. All right. So that's the end of the TV mounting story. It is a success. We've used it. We've enjoyed it. It's been great. It's been fun. This Saturday, I'm hosting a Donald Miller life planning masterclass with some friends. They're going to come in, get their lives planned out. And I'm pumped.
Is that
I'm excited.
Why you bought the TV?
One of the reasons.
Did you email Donald Miller and say, hey, I'm buying this TV. Would you offer some percentage to pay for it? Because I am going to give classes for you to sponsor. Would you be a sponsor, I guess, in a way?
No.
Is your office still down there?
Yes, my office is still down there.
But you're moving it.
Eventually, yeah. Anyway, let's not get off track.
We know too much about it. Oh, man.
Nicholas, about 2 weeks ago, you were really... Oh, sorry. One other announcement thing I wanted to share was... we are trying to get the podcast numbers up to 2,000 listens per month by the end of the year. Now, it really hurts when you don't podcast for a week in or 2 weeks in a month. So our numbers for last month was 900 listens. And we were at about 1,200.
Yikes.
So obviously, a large part of that is because we missed 2 weeks last month. But I want our listeners, I'm asking you to do your part. If you really, especially if you enjoy a specific episode, share it with a friend. Share it on social media. Recommend it to a friend. That's the best form of, you know, sharing is a personal recommendation.
Yep.
And sometimes it takes a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I finally read a book that was recommended to me over the last 10 years by different people that I listened to. And I finally listened to it because of the recommendation of a friend. And now I have gone and recommended that book to my entire family. Which Nicholas,
and we're listening to it.
And they're listening to it as well.
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
So anyway, the book is called The E-Myth Revisited. It's a business book. It is really, really good. So anyway, all I'm saying is recommend, if there's a podcast episode you enjoy, share it and recommend it to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a few weeks ago, Nicholas, you said you asked us to come visit your church because you had Robert Rogers sharing.
Yes. If you don't know Robert Rogers, long story short, did I talk about this on the podcast before or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. He had a family of four, right? Four kids.
Yeah.
Four kids, and they were barely a bridge. It's more like an overpass, kind of a creek underneath. Anyways, they had massive flooding. A big wave came and washed their car off the bridge or overpass. It sucked him out and a daughter that was unbuckled and his wife. He was the only one that survived, though.
Wow.
And he came to our church on Sunday night and just kind of, it was kind of a story, but it was more of a, I don't know, what would you call it?
No God.
No regret, no God, right? It's no God, no regret.
I think it's no God first and then no regret, no regret.
No God as in K-N-O-W, no.
Okay.
And then no, N-O,
and then the N-O.
N-O, no regret.
It works well when you're reading it, but not right. when you're not when saying you're saying it, as much.
It sounds bad when you're saying it.
But. Understand God. Have a relationship with God.
Yes.
And live without regret.
Yes.
It's a very cool story.
It is.
What was some of the things that helped him? Because just hearing, things have gone through my mind. Like, what would happen if my son Eli would, get sick and pass away or mm-hmm. get kidnapped or, just terrible things like that.
Uh-huh.
And one of the worst things I could imagine happened to him with several kids and his wife.
Yeah.
What did he, like?
He must have had a good relationship with God before this ever happened.
Yeah.
So was he a Christian before?
Yes.
Before,
yeah. Yes.
He even said, like, when he went home, and he never had depression, like after the
which
the
he incident. Said it was but by he, the grace of God.
Yeah, he said, by the grace of God, I never had depression.
Wow.
But then from that, he, like, I think he started, was it eight orphans?
Orphanages.
Eight of them.
He orphaned eight people?
Yeah. Exactly. And then he started like a medical place in India as well.
Wow. So how many years ago did this happen?
It happened in 2003.
Okay.
In Kansas.
And does he live close to Indiana now, or how did he end up at Berea?
Yes.
He actually, 3 years later, he married again.
He moved and got married, again.
And then he now has five children.
Yes. Wow. Five kids.
So does he have is there a book that people could read more about his story?
He has
or
a bunch of books.
Yeah, the main one about that is called Under the Deep or Deep?
Into the Deep.
Into the Deep. Into the Deep is the actual book about the story. He has, I think, three other books or two other books about just different things. We actually bought the one. It was,
Seven Steps to No Regrets?
No, it was the other one. The one with the fire.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
I don't know. I have to look at it again.
You bought one of the books, but what do you know what it's about?
If you just Google Robert Rogers, there's another guy that has the same name. You have to Google Mighty in the Land.
Okay.
And then his story will come up.
Well, you don't have to know exactly what it's about, but why did you choose to buy that book versus one of the other books?
It was one that Cassie wanted to buy because we already had Into the Deep. We already had that book.
Okay.
Cassie was actually reading it, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, in the process. And so the other one kind of just caught our eye, kind of. I think about knowing God or something about knowing God. I think. I can't remember what it's about. But yeah. So.
Was there anything in particular that really stood out from the talk that was interesting or shocking?
Taking time to spend with your loved ones. In July, his daughter asked him to build a birdhouse. and on a Saturday morning, and he thought, oh, you know, he doesn't have time. But he took the time and he did it, and he has a picture of it.
Mm.
And a month later is when this happened.
Wow.
Yeah. And he saw the birdhouse too.
Yeah. And one amazing thing that happened, they were at a wedding and they took pictures with a camera. Back then it was still film.
Okay.
They found the camera in the wreckage. They developed the film, and there was a picture of them that they took at the wedding.
Okay.
That was the last
picture. Yeah, and they're all looking at the camera and all smiling. And he said it never happened. He said he's never seen a picture of them all looking at the camera and all smiling.
Wow.
But, and there's just small things like there's a the oldest daughter drew a picture of the mom driving a bus or a van. I don't know if it was a bus.
It was a bus.
Bus, van, yeah. Anyways, and there was three kids inside in their car seats. And when the kids were found after this wave, they were still in their car seats, the three of them.
Okay.
Drowned.
And the dad wasn't in the picture.
Dad was not in the picture. And then the one that got sucked out, the oldest daughter, she had balloons and was getting, like, carried away.
Wow.
And before this, before he even saw the picture, he let like, was it five balloons?
He released balloons at the funeral.
Six balloons at the funeral, yeah.
Okay.
Five.
And they, five.
Yeah.
And he came home and then saw this picture and it was, like, identical.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who did the oldest daughter draw it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
A year before.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it was in their calendar.
Yeah.
Wow.
For that same month. Was it the same month of the death?
Was it the
September or August?
It was September.
September. Yeah. Wow. So just things like that. But yeah. I don't know. He also said that, you know, coming home to an empty house, and that would be so hard to do, like losing everyone, and your house is like exactly like how it was when you left.
Yeah.
So, but.
All right. Well, I think, how much time do you have yet, Nicholas and Mom?
Oh, I've got time.
You had a huge project, too, that you did the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I almost
some landscaping.
Yeah,
you almost killed your father.
I almost sent my dad to. It was not good. He worked so hard. The one day he shoveled, he was so tired. He said he went home and just went to bed. He was so tired, like he literally like almost couldn't do it.
We came home at the same time, and I went in and I looked over at the Bronco and I was like, why isn't he coming in? And I just stood there, and then finally he opened the door and I said, why aren't you coming in? And he said, I'm gathering enough energy to come in.
He was so tired.
Nicholas.
I know.
Don't you work at a rental place that has dozers and skid loaders?
Yes, we do. But we didn't. This is a landscape project, so it's very small scale.
Doesn't sound small scale.
Well, it was just a lot of landscape. It went around my whole house pretty much.
So tell us about it. What was?
Oh, my word.
Tell us, when you started, what was your plan and what all happened at like to get to the end? Because so, if there's anything like my DIY projects, it starts out easy and straightforward, but ends up with 10 times the work, 10 times the effort, 10 times the cost. And a guy called Scotty who puts extra holes in your wall.
I need to take pictures of how it looks now because it looks amazing. But this is how it looked beforehand. So the front, I have three basement windows in the front
of
my landscape. And the one is right here, and as you can see in the picture, the dirt and mulch go up before the window, and then it is a high point, and then it goes down toward the window.
Yeah.
So if it rains, my water is not draining away from the house. It's going towards the window.
Okay.
Which it wasn't letting water in because I changed the window, so those are brand new. But I didn't like how it looked, and there was so much green
growing. So it's not an actual, like, it's not meant to dip down. Like, it's not a recessed.
It was. They did recess to make it look nicer.
Okay.
But I didn't like it. If there was tons of rain, it would just get stuck into the where the window was.
Okay.
And it would leak water before I changed the windows.
Okay.
So I just wanted to lower everything, get water away from the house. And I had so much green growing. I don't know. Is this called arborvita?
No. It's just ground cover.
Oh, well, that's what it is. Yeah, ground coverage. Anyways, so this is only, like, literally a quarter of it.
I can't. And, it's glaring. I can't quite see it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So here's the front. This is how it looked in the front. Okay. I had tons of just, and right there's where it went up, right there by the window.
So where what did you end up doing? Just shoveling it out?
Do you have an after picture?
No, I don't have any after pictures. Oh. I have in the middle of pictures. Hold on. Right here. Here's the middle of it. So I was like all the mulch out and re-edged it because my bricks were sitting on top of the grass.
Yeah.
So every time I mowed, I would bump it and it would move the
bricks. Yeah.
And I didn't want that.
So maybe you can come over and help us with our landscaping then, because that's the exact same thing that we want to do.
I'm not doing that anymore. I literally told Dad I said I was gonna.
I was gonna tell you. I was gonna offer to come over and help you.
But you never did.
You should have.
It was one evening in particular, and then it was about the only evening we were at home, and we just stayed at home.
Well, now next time that you need something, I'm just staying at home. No, If I would redo it, this is what I would do. For anyone going to do landscape, I talked to my cousin, and he did something. Said if he would change something, he would do what I did, which would get a dingo and get closer and just like take dirt out.
So you did use a dingo.
I use a dingo.
It's like a mini skid loader
that you stand behind it. Yeah, and then what I would do differently is rent an excavator that's small. And then just stand beside where the landscape is, sit there, dig what you need, and then just dump it right into the
excavator.
No, the trailer.
Oh.
Dump it straight into the trailer. Because what I did, I used a dingo, and I had to go get dirt and then drive all my grass all the way out to the road where the dump trailer was and then dump it and go back and forth. So it was a lot of driving my grass, which my grass isn't beautiful anyway, so it's not that big a deal. But
Saturday... Larry got Lincoln and Lewis to come help.
Yeah.
You.
So last Saturday we started this, right? Was it last Saturday?
I think so.
We started taking everything out, and then we did it Saturday all day. Worked all day. Then Monday night we worked all evening, and then we couldn't work Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, I think, or was it Thursday and Friday? We worked 2 days in the week, or one two evenings in the week. Then we got everything out. So then last Saturday, we started putting mulch back in. So we invited Lincoln and Lewis, Lincoln drove the tractor.
And those are our oldest nephews.
Yeah. Lincoln drove the tractor. And then I cut out the tarp. Well, tarp, I guess, or the, I don't know what you call it.
Fabric,
yeah. Lay the fabric down. Lewis and Dad was spreading mulch around stuff, and I was laying brick too, and we got a lot of it done Saturday. We ran out of mulch, so we got most of it done, and then yesterday night we only had like 3/4.
That the same as last night?
Yeah, last night. Last night we had a quarter of it left, so Dad came and we finished it up and got done around 8:30 last night.
Hold it.
What about underneath the porch on Saturday?
Oh yeah, this is so fun. So we had to run a downspout. So my downspout was just coming onto my concrete and running down. But what would happen is that the water would go into my landscape and then just push the mulch into the grass. So I wanted to run a pipe underneath my deck to hide it. Okay. Under my deck, out to the yard, and then have like a little pop thing so it pops up and the water just gushes out. And so there's my deck sits on top of the dirt. But there is several wood beams that run underneath it to hold the planks on top. Mm-hmm. And the hole was only big enough to fit one of my nephews in it, which are their ages? 8, 9 years old?
No, they're 8 and 7.
Okay, 8 and 7. So Lewis, the younger one, offered. He's like, I'll do it. And I said, okay. Me and Dad would say, we wouldn't do it, but yeah, you do it, bud. Anyway, so he gets under there and he starts digging. It takes him about probably 20 minutes to dig this hole to get the pipe through underneath the one beam. And finally gets it. We get the pipe under, and it was a tight squeeze in. And he starts backing out, you know, feet first, and then he can't get it. He starts freaking out. He's like, I need help. I'm stuck. I need help. So Dad goes over and helps him get him out. And when he gets out, he is completely black, like literally black.
Did you take pictures?
I did, and I should have.
Oh, my word.
There was... Dirt was covered him to head to toe. Literally, he had dirt on his face. His shirt and pants were completely black with dirt. His hands, arms. he's wearing short pants. His legs were just covered in dirt. And I don't know what Charlotte did, my sister, which is his mom, but
she saw him and she said, "You're taking an outside shower before you ever go into the house."
So how did you reward Lincoln and Lewis?
I didn't.
Dad did.
Yeah, Dad did. Dad gave him something. But yeah, anyways, so then, yes, last night we finally got everything covered with mulch. I need to go buy some bricks tonight and finish the bricks.
So how are you digging out where you're putting the bricks now?
Yeah, we dug out probably, I had dump trailer loads of dirt that we took out, dirt and mulch.
Wow.
So what happened was,
how deep did you dig down?
The size of our brick, which is like probably 3.5 to 4 inches.
Okay.
So what happened was is that people that owned it before me, instead of taking mulch out and lowering it and putting new mulch in, they just put tarp down or fabric and then just put more mulch on top.
Every year?
Well, the year that they had it. They only had it for a year or okay. So it was like there's like several layers of mulch.
Which you can add. You can keep on adding mulch
while. You don't put fabric on top
but
of
I wouldn't
mulch.
Put yeah, you don't put fabric down.
And it just looks so bad. So
it sounds like our bathroom remodel.
Yeah. It's never ending. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying it's worth it to do it right.
The first time.
Yeah.
See, okay, that's if you're gonna do something, just do it right the first time. Even if it takes a little more money or it's a little bit longer, just do it right. I learned that in school, which I didn't do that in school, but I learned
you,
that in
how
school.
Did you learn it in school?
There's literally a sign in high school that said, if you have enough time, how is it? If you have enough time to do it the first time, you are. I forget. I forget.
What did you mean you learned it in school?
In school, if you didn't do a good job, you had to redo it.
Okay.
So just do it right the first time.
Okay.
I didn't do that in school. But in life, it matters. In school, it's just school. But anyways, I don't know.
Well, and don't try to get done as fast as you can. Take your time.
And do it right.
And eat a little bit when you get so tired that you can't go on.
I know. I told Dad, let's take a break. And the last day he was really tired, we were trying to get done, like get stuff out. And he literally, I've never seen him do this, but he literally sat down and just sat there while I kept working. He was so tired.
Wow.
And that is not common for Dad. He works until the job is done. And he was just shot. Yeah. But anywho, so I don't know. I guess the moral of the story is if you're going to do it right.
Okay.
Just don't get a 60-year-old.
Let me interrupt here. The time. What did you say?
Just don't get a 6-year-old man to help you.
The night that he was so tired was Friday night.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to come down and eat supper.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And if you would have come, you might have gotten some help from
Eric.
Maybe Eric or Lincoln and Lewis. I don't know. That's just a thought.
Yeah, I don't know. We started pretty early, though.
Well, I don't care. You could have stopped.
Yeah, but you could have stopped and then gone in.
Then
yeah.
Dad wouldn't have been so tired.
I told Dad. I told Dad that we can go down for lunch or supper, and he said, no, let's just get it done.
You have to say, no, we're going down to eat because you need.
But what if we wouldn't have got done, and then Saturday we wouldn't have got done, so then we would have been working
tonight.
You still didn't get done.
I know, but still.
That's fine. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. You do it right.
Hey,
and you
no
don't
regrets,
kill yourself.
Okay? I have no regrets about this. No, now we have to just finish bricklaying, which is like literally like I only need to
You're
get
still
10.
Not done.
I only need to get 10 more bricks. And then we have to just plant some plants that Cassie wants to plant. But Dad is done. Dad's done with his work.
Pretty soon, Dad's not coming back from Florida. He's just going to stay down there.
I don't think he's ever going to help me again.
We've got
every job that he's helped me with, it's turned out to be a lot of work.
Well, the brick, my TV mounting project was pretty easy.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was
a blessing.
Like slicing butter.
All right. Well, Mom, thanks for joining us. Sorry you didn't get to share
Rant.
How upset you are about something.
Yep.
But yeah, hopefully you'll be back next week to share, and Nick or Jeff and Layton will be here.
They have to be here.
Yeah,
you have to be here next week because we have someone that's really, really upset.
Yes,
okay. I need to talk to them.
Okay. All right. Mom, do you want to do the honors with the word of the week? Actually, first, what is the point?
Yeah, Mom, what's the point?
Don't kill yourself in the process of working.
But also, do it right the first time.
That's what you should have got, Mom, out of that.
Any other points?
Yeah, know God, understand God, and no regrets.
All right. And Mom, what is our word of the week?
I was going to say no regrets, but he kind of took it out of
me. You can still say it.
You can still say it.
Okay, no regrets.